Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum.
Hoo-ah!
The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. I have several friends who are alumni of the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. This great institution allows cadets to further their education and earn a commission in our military if they want to, which about one in every three does. Ranked as the number one public college in the South, the Citadel also offers master's degree graduate certificates online or on campus. So if you're looking for a bachelor or master's degree, this might be the right college for you. Check citadel.edu. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, Spartan Nash, Vice President for Corporate Affairs and Communications and Executive Director of the Spartan Nash Foundation, Meredith Gremmel, and John Galena, the co-founder of Purple Heart Homes, will discuss their new partnership. It's amazing. Then Diane Raver from Garden State Film Festival will review the movie of the month. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Meredith Gremmel from Spartan Nash. Welcome aboard, Meredith.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
And it's an honor to have John Galena, co-founder of Purple Heart Homes, with us. He's also a co-author of Wounded Homecoming, The Uphill Journey of Wounded Veterans from Battlefield to Homefront. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, John.
Thank you, Danny. It's great to be here.
Meredith, Spartan Nash has been a valued partner of Frontlines of Freedom, and I understand your charitable foundation has formed a new partnership with Purple Heart Homes. Talk to us about this partnership.
Thanks, Danny. We're really excited to have been introduced to Purple Heart Homes and learn about all the wonderful things that they're doing to help our veterans across the country. You've known from our past conversations that Spartan Nash and our foundation are deeply committed to serving our military families, service members, and veterans. Because we do service them through the commissary system, and we've seen firsthand the sacrifices that so many families make for our freedoms. So this is a continuation of that. We wanted to be able to introduce our distribution center associates across the country to an opportunity to go out and use their muscles and their power tool skills to really help veterans. And so Purple Heart Homes and Spartan Nash and the foundation are aligning to build ramps and widen doors and do some really needed home repair projects in 15 different communities across the country.
You know, as I reviewed Purple Heart Homes' website, I'm amazed at the common sense behind what they do. Common sense from the point of view of doing the right thing for the right people, but also wise use of dollars. That's incredible. So I think I understand why you guys probably picked these folks to partner with. Well, John, thank you for your service to our nation in the military. So tell us a little bit about your service in the military, and then tell us about Purple Heart Homes.
Well, Danny, I've got to start by saying, you know, the artillerymen got to keep it simple, but we make it happen. And I'm a combat wounded vet, served in Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2004, National Guardsman with the North Carolina National Guard 30th Brigade Combat Team. And in the process and our deployment, my battle buddy and I were injured when our vehicle hit two anti-tank mines. And in the reintegration process, we had such an overwhelming amount of support from different members of our community to charities and even myself. I remember that first day getting off the plane. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning when I first touched down on American soil. And what amazed me was who was there. And it was seven Vietnam veterans standing saluting as we walked off the plane. And it made an impact and set a tone for what it meant to be a veteran, and that it was a long-standing honor to have served, and thank you for your service, and to all those listeners out there, and to the families. You know, we think now about how our military is all volunteers, but the families are still drafted, moms and wives and husbands and fathers, because we get an idea that we're going to go serve. And I think with that mindset, when we returned home, we just still wanted to serve. And we were so grateful for the support. My battle buddy Dale, who unfortunately passed away last year in February of a double pulmonary embolism, was a double amputee. And when the landmines went off, they were directly underneath Dale in the Humvee. And ironically, it was our very first day of being in an armored Humvee. We had been in Iraq running patrols in the light skin Humvees that we had trained in. Certainly, we were happy to get it, but I don't think the maintenance shop was so happy to get it back.
I understand what you're saying.
And in the process of our community helping Dale as a double amputee, the Home Builders Association, the churches, members of the community, and businesses and individuals came out and helped build him and his family an accessible house. And as we stood back at the end of the project, we said, wow, you know, really this is a best case scenario, and how can we replicate this except fill in the missing gap that instead of only being for young Iraq veterans with prosthetic legs, that all generations of veterans, if they have a need at home, that we can help support it.
That's a really good point, because we veterans need to stand together. Indeed, that's why Vietnam vets tend to show up when people like you come off the plane, because we don't want you to put up with what we had to put up when we came home. So there's that bonding that you've accurately identified. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Purple Heart Homes with Meredith Gremmel and John Galena. Go ahead with your story about what Purple Heart Homes does, John.
So we basically set out to help more or less right the wrong that we saw, that every veteran wanted to have a safe place to call home. And there were so many older veterans that were losing their limbs to type 2 diabetes and Agent Orange, extreme neuropathy issues, and unable to maneuver safely in their home and live with dignity. You know, there's very few people that, you know, as they age, they don't find themselves having to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. If your wheelchair won't fit through the door, are you going to take the time to put on your prosthetic leg, or are you going to crawl? And that's just an undignified way to live, that our warriors have to crawl to the bathroom just to do the basic human functions. And so we created two programs that were designed, as you identified, you know, around some very simple logic. Either you own a house or you don't. If you own a house and you're a disabled veteran, we'll come in as a charity and we'll help make renovations and adaptations to your home for safety and accessibility. And in the process, you know, those listeners that may be a disabled veteran or may know of a disabled veteran or elder veteran, they can apply at our website at phhusa.org. And then there's another, you know, program for those that may not have a home of their own at this point. While we do require that it is a purchase, they purchase the home at 50% of the appraised value after we've made the renovations to the home. So, you know, it's basically the most affordable housing program in America. Nowhere else can you buy a home at 50%, and that's the way it should be for our veterans. And, you know, there's a program there that's supported by a number of our partners that donate homes to us. And we also accept bequested homes. Folks have left us their home in their estate as when they've passed. And, you know, we put them to good use to serve a veteran that served our country honorably. Denny, I'm sure yourself, just as much as me and every other soldier, sailor, and airman out there that's ever deployed, there's only one thing on their mind. And that's getting back home. And when you get there, are you going to be alone? And is it going to be safe? Or is it going to be a happy place that you can maneuver safely and live out your American dream?
You know, that's a really, really good point, because I'm not disabled. But if I were, I would want to be able to function myself without being helped as much as I can. And that giving me that freedom to be me is a huge issue. And I think that's what we should discuss when we come back. There's a lot more to talk about Purple Heart Homes, and Meredith and John will stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, I want you to balance on one foot for 2 minutes, then balance on the other foot for 2 minutes. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. We'll be right back.
Ho, HelpVet.net is here to help all veterans, active military, and families. HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with their everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, discounted services, or information on retirement benefits, financial resources, and much more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all your needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net. Never forget, never forgotten.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, your front door is the number one preferred entry point for home invaders. On average, it takes 5 seconds to break down your solid steel security door. To prevent this, reinforce your door frame by doubling the 2x4s and by using longer, case-hardened screws to attach the hinges to the door frame. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Spartan Nash's Meredith Gremmel and Purple Heart Homes' John Galena. So, John, what I hear you saying is that if I have a house and I'm a disabled veteran and I really can't get around much, I like my house. That's why I bought it. I'm living there. I'm comfortable there. But something's not right. The toilet's too low. The sinks are too high. The door's not open. There's need a ramp. I don't need a new house. I just need it to be adapted to my situation. That's what you try to do. Did I hear you right?
You are exactly right, Denny. And as I said, I was in the North Carolina National Guard, did just under 10 years. And my civilian occupation is a general contractor.
Oh.
And I realized that our homes were not built with aging in mind and not built with accessibility issues in the future as even a thought or consideration. We all think we're going to grow old and be healthy and spry and be able to climb those stairs, or never going to need a wheelchair. I need a narrower door so I can fit more doors on this hallway. And, you know, the hallway doesn't have to be, you know, that big. I want the bedroom to be bigger. But the reality is that, you know, as we age, you know, there's a high likelihood that we're going to be in need of a wheelchair or assistance getting up and down stairs. Or for that matter, it may be things around, you know, heating and air systems that help keep the air quality in a home healthy. And, you know, we think about injuries like amputations, but there's so many of the invisible injuries that have to be addressed, like burn victims that have inhaled smoke, the burn pit issues for the younger generations that, you know, have really started coming up and showing themselves. They need clean air quality. So there's so many different aspects, and that's really why there's such a requirement and a need to have as many community partners, members of each community, stepping up, willing to make a difference. Engage with these veterans and tell them that they matter. Listen to their stories, because that's where reintegration truly happens. It doesn't happen by just simply fixing a home. But we want our veterans to know that they matter and that there are people, individuals, companies, organizations, clubs that want to show their respect and honor to these men and women that have served our nation. And that's why we're so thrilled with the partnership with Spartan Nash as we prepare to go into 15 different communities working on remodeling and upgrading homes, providing safety and accessibility upgrades to those homes so that our veterans can age peacefully and safely with dignity where they live.
That sure makes sense, and one size does not fit all. If you and I and Meredith were all the same age and we were old enough to where we needed help, what I need might be different than what you need, might be different than what Meredith needed, and equally, how you express respect for each other or how the community expresses respect for you would be different. I do one thing well, somebody else doesn't want to speak, other people would ride in a parade. How respect is provided, is given to them, is one size doesn't fit all either, does it?
I think often about our Vietnam veterans and the fact that when they came home, they were disrespected. But I think the greatest atrocity is being ignored. When we just simply ignore their needs. You know, I came about and deployed to Iraq, you know, come home. There was such an overwhelming amount of support. You know, it was really kind of off-putting. It was embarrassing. Whether it was going to the VA and being called back to the doctor while I passed four or five Vietnam veterans that were there waiting before I got there, or whether it's being available to go on trips that only post-9/11 veterans can go on. And when we really got to looking at the numbers, we realized that 9 out of 10 charities that were formed since 9/11 have been formed for the sole purpose of supporting post-9/11 only veterans.
That is something I had not noticed, and it certainly is shocking. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the ways Purple Heart Homes helps veterans. Okay, what I'd like to do now is talk a bit about how Purple Heart Homes and Spartan Nash work together, because I know this is not just a matter of Spartan Nash providing a few bucks for you to do some nice things. You're really partnering together. Meredith, how does this partnership work?
Yeah, so thanks, Denny. Well, it does start with money, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, it does. This is our year one grant, so we have granted $75,000 for 15 communities to be able to partner. But most importantly, and I think a lot of corporations are understanding that they have a very powerful voice. We certainly call this our corporate responsibility at Spartan Nash. We need to use our voice to drive change. And so because we are serving the military, we see the desperate needs, but it's one thing to just write a check. So instead, we take it a step further. We are a veteran-friendly employer. But more importantly, we want our 19,000 associates that work for our company to understand this is part of our culture and that we individually and collectively can drive change. So we are inviting them to come out to partner. John joined a call earlier this week. We have community captains who have platoons in every one of our communities, and they are going to be deploying to really raise the awareness, to even bring names forward of veterans who may not be aware of Purple Heart Homes. So we also are using our voice to raise awareness for the organization. Hopefully others will join along with us, whether it be through supporting volunteering or supporting with funding, to really make certain that our veterans are not ignored.
You know, that's a really key issue because a surprisingly large number of veterans don't think of themselves as veterans. It's not that they don't like it. It's just that that was long ago and that's not me anymore. Yet they paid the price, and some of the problems I have today don't have anything to do with anything except all the time I spent jumping out of airplanes. And that was 40 years ago, but that's the source of it. And by reaching out to the community, and I really love the fact that you encourage your employees and your team to, we have rights as citizens, we also have obligations to serve and to give back. Mm-hmm. And the more America can pick up that attitude, we can put aside the political nastiness that's going on and just be good Americans.
And that's what really our associates are telling us. They want purpose beyond their paycheck. They want the opportunities to align with what our cultural beliefs are and our values. And so they're very excited to be a part of this, and we do a number of other partnerships, but one of the criteria in our foundation for granting funds is what opportunities can our team have to align with you beyond just, you know, here's a check presentation.
John, how does that impact you? Your team is now a part of the Spartan Nash team, or your two teams are working together, however you want to do it. How does that affect what you do?
I think it's simply this, that a few people can make a few housing impacts. But a lot of people can make social change impacts. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're really trying to make a social change, a cultural shift in our nation to be more about service and hands-on service and being involved and realizing how you're connected to your freedoms. That as we, you know, get further and further away from our battle for our freedoms and the battle that the song was about in the Star Spangled Banner, I think our people get less and less connected. But as a combat wounded vet, I can say that the bombs are still bursting in the air. The rockets still put off a red glare. It still matters.
Very well said, my friend. So, folks, if you want to know more about this, you want to get plugged in, I'm sure purpleheartholmes.org is a good place to go, right, John?
Yes, sir.
And SpartanNash.com Foundation?
Here. Yeah, actually, let me correct that. It's purpleheartholmesusa.org or phhusa.org. And we also have social media through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, all those types of things.
So, folks, if you missed any of that, hit me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. I know how to get him. This is beyond awesome. John, I want to have you back as a guest on the show to discuss your book. We didn't even get to that. But thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for the way you're serving now.
Thank you, and thank you to all the listeners out there that decide to take action and not just hear the words, but to actually do something. Reach out and thank a veteran in your community. You won't be sorry.
Amen. And Meredith, thanks for joining us again. It's fun to be working together.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Denny.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival, and we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time to do one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen with each arm, then stand at ease, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House Oversight Committee hearing.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee, you pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, as the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through Frontlines of Freedom or comment on Facebook. It's a privilege to welcome Diane Raver back to the show. Diane runs the Garden State Film Festival and is a part of our team to provide you with an interesting movie to review each month. So, welcome aboard, Diane.
Thank you, Danny. Of course, it's always an honor and privilege to be with you.
You know, it was a blessing that we ran into each other about a year and a half ago, and we've been able to do some good things together.
It was kismet.
There we go. Diane, our movie this month is Thailand Untapped. It's a bit different than previous films. It's primarily about helping people in developing countries get a good continuing supply of drinking water. So, folks, if you're wondering what this has to do with our military, it's my belief, Diane's too, many people, that the more we can do in this world to help the needy people, the less our nation will have to send our troops into battle. Most human beings just want to be left alone to live their life, but they have to be able to do it healthy. And if they're happy and content, and if we can help them be happy, healthy, and content, then the kind of strife that might draw us into something is less likely to occur. I think we're pretty much on the same boat on that, aren't we, Diane?
Absolutely.
What was your favorite thing about this movie?
You may have noticed over the months that I always have to give a shout-out to the New Jersey folks. This follows three Rutgers University engineering students. And, of course, we're so proud of our state university, Rutgers, and all of the wonderful things that they do around the world. So that part of it I have to shout out to them, and what a wonderful thing they did to overcome the challenges that they faced during their journey trying to provide drinking water to an underserved nation.
Yeah, you know, just finding out not just that there is a nation, but exactly where in that nation, and making contact with the people there, and getting them to trust you, and getting the government to permit you to come in.
Well, that's it. Exactly. It's not so easy to help people sometimes.
You and I could pick some spot on the globe and show up and decide we're here to help you, assuming and there's really some help they need. That doesn't work that way. You got to get into the country. You need passports, and the materials you need to bring in needs to be approved and transported and protected and all that kind of stuff. So
right, and then, you know, things get swiped along the way and all that kind of stuff, too. So
yes, that's true. So this is a major effort before you start helping. So here's some comments. Engineers Without Borders. Never heard of them, but it's a great idea. I've never heard of them. I know of Physicians Without Borders. I had no idea about Engineers Without Borders, and I'm an engineer. And then they help communities with no concern about helping themselves. Those people were there not looking out for themselves. I mean, they weren't trying to get hurt, but they were going out of their way, having to be creative to make up stuff when they needed something that they didn't have.
Yeah, to share their talents and their experience and their knowledge in a way that would make an impact that would, you know, change people's lives forever. To have clean drinking water, less disease, healthier people, you know.
Yes.
Less children dying. It's marvelous. And
yes.
It, you know, again, makes me very proud of my home state and my university.
Are you thinking about running for governor of New Jersey?
No. Absolutely not.
You should be the PR person. Dirty water or impure water is a real challenge. That's true. How do you be productive if you can't be healthy?
Right.
Productive at whatever you're doing, farming or manufacturing or anything.
And, of course, so much disease is carried through the water.
Yes. Never thought about heavy metals, which...
Oh.
And I didn't either, and I'm an engineer. I thought about bacteria and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I didn't think about heavy metals, which is something you've got to take out of water.
That's correct.
Because it can do some bad things to you. And these engineers got over there with a plan to how to do, and then they found out that this was broken or that didn't work or there was another problem. They had to creatively figure out how to use what they had to solve the problem, and they did. So as an engineer, that's a wonderful challenge, and apparently they did it.
Bravo to them.
Yes. I mean, wow. Talk about real-life preparation for work. Those are the kind of people I'd want to hire if I were hiring engineers, people that have been through that. And paying for bottled water in a poor country, that could break your budget.
Right.
I mean, think of all the good things you could do if you didn't have to. Because not only have to bottle it, you got to transport it and all that kind of stuff. And apparently that's what the people were stuck doing or drinking bad water. And most of the engineers were women. Now, this could be a problem in some cultures, couldn't it?
It could. Absolutely. You don't, you know, from our perspective, it's hard to realize what obstacles you're going to reach when you step out of our borders.
That's true. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the movie Thailand Untapped with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival. The next comment, they were very careful about their attitudes, and that's important. I know from being in third world countries that if you have an attitude of, I'm so much better than you are and I'm here to help you, you're off to a lousy start from which you may not recover. And so good attitude is amazing. And chlorine, they talked about chlorine, drinking water, you know, chlorine is a poison, but it will kill the bacteria and stuff in water, but you got to be careful about how much you put in it because it will kill the bacteria in your body too. So that's an engineering, chemistry, health issue, using it, but not too much, or taking it out once you put it in, and that's addressed. Their elevated water tanks were seriously cool. Good way to protect the water once it's saved. And it also is not a bad way to generate electricity. You can have a
right
fan that spins as you drop the water out, creating that. And their issue, how to solve problems with limited resources. Again, as an engineer, that's what really rang my bell. Those people, most of them students, I guess, but not all.
Students, yeah. That's the beauty of the whole story.
Did a fantastic job in a very awkward environment. Not awkward because they were being hated, but because there were so limited resources. And they pulled it together and made it work. And somebody, wisely, made a film of it.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. The filmmakers should get a shout-out, too, because they had to go to that place and make that beautiful film, again, with limited resources and limited backup crew. And they did a beautiful job. It's beautifully crafted.
Very, very well said. Because I was admiring it as an engineer, and I didn't think about it, frankly, until you said it. The filmmakers had to do quite a bit themselves.
Same thing. They have to drag all the equipment there. They have to, you know, keep it from being absconded with. And, of course, if anything goes wrong, then the whole film's shot, you know.
And besides that, they had to do it all without getting in the way.
Correct.
Which is
also a challenge.
Also a challenge. Diane, thank you. This was awesome.
Thank you, Danny.
Your film festival is on right now.
It is.
I take it you are busier than a one-armed paper hanger, and everybody's having a ball, and you won't be able to tell us about it until you recover.
Next month.
Diane, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for being part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. Get back to work.
Thank you, and thank to all of the brave men and women that protect our freedom. You do not go unappreciated.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be at about 100 pounds by now. Do an even 100 bench presses, 10 at a time. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. Online, on your time. Visit Citadel.com. .edu/online.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. budget blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with budget blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts to me at Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Mary, John, Pete, and several others really enjoyed hearing Ted Nugent. They all liked his attitude, his ideas, and his love of this nation.
Well, to all of you, I can only totally agree with you, and Skip does too. Ted is a winner.
Let's face it, people either love him or they hate him.
Yes.
Pete, whose dad knows several Medal of Honor recipients, had never heard of National Medal of Honor Day. He didn't have time to set up any kind of activity to honor our heroes, but he will do so next year.
Pete, you make a very good point. All of us can plan ahead and make next year rock on National Medal of Honor Day. Well, this is the time we take to honor the life and service of a veteran who's no longer with us. Millicent Young of Colorado Springs, a member of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, died in January of complications related to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, her son Bill Young said. She was 96. WASP flew bombers and other warplanes in the U.S. to free up male pilots for combat service overseas. They served as civilian employees, but were granted veteran status in 1977. Of the about 1,000 women chosen for the job, fewer than 30 are still alive, said Bill Young, who wrote a book about the program. They opened so many doors to women, he said. Young, born near Lodge Pole, Nebraska, dreamed of flying since she was six when a pilot landed at her family's farm and told her, "Don't touch that plane, little girl," according to her family. She learned to fly at an airstrip in Ogallala, Nebraska, using the money she earned from growing wheat on land leased from neighbors. She told the Spokesman Review in 2010 that she could drive a truck and a car by the time she was 10, and had no doubt she could qualify for the WASPs. She spent about a year at a female-only base in Sweetwater, Texas, mainly flying the AT-6 Texan single-engine airplane, towing a target so male pilots could train for in-air combat. Young and other surviving WASPs were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, among the nation's highest civilian honors, in 2010.
Our females have come a long way.
And some people like her led the way. Okay, it's military history time. Lead out, Skip.
On 3 April 1776, during the Revolutionary War, because it lacked funds to build a strong navy, the Continental Congress gave privateers permission to attack any and all British ships. They issued instructions to the commanders of private ships or vessels of war, which shall have commissions of letters of marque and reprisal. Letters of marque and reprisal were the official documents by which 18th century governments commissioned private ships, known as privateers, to act on their behalf, attacking ships carrying the flags of enemy nations. Any goods captured by the privateer were divided between the ship's owner and the government that had issued the letter. Congress informed American privateers that you may, by force of arms, attack, subdue, and take all ships and other vessels belonging to the inhabitants of Great Britain on the high seas, except ships and vessels bringing persons who intend to settle and reside in the United Colonies, or bringing arms, ammunition, or warlike stores to the said colonies for the use of such inhabitants. The distinction between pirates and privateers was non-existent to those who faced them on the high seas. They behaved in an identical manner, boarding and capturing ships using force if necessary. However, privateers holding letters of marque were not subject to prosecution by their home nation, and if captured, were treated as prisoners of war instead of criminals by foreign nations.
Sounds like sort of a cool job.
As long as you don't get caught.
Yeah, there is that. And on 3 April 1942, Japanese infantry staged a major offensive against Allied troops in Bataan, the peninsula guarding Manila Bay of the Philippines. The invasion of the Japanese, which began in December 1941 and was led by General Homma, had already forced General Douglas MacArthur's troops from Manila into Bataan, in part because of poor strategizing on MacArthur's part. In March, after MacArthur had left for Australia on President Roosevelt's orders and had been replaced by Major General King, the Americans and their Filipino allies were half-starved, suffering from malnutrition, malaria, beriberi, dysentery, and hookworm. Homma, helped by reinforcements and an increase in artillery and aircraft, took advantage of the U.S. and Filipinos' weakened condition. The Japanese attack resulted, 6 days later, in the surrender of the largest number of U.S. troops in military history.
And on 5 April 1951, during the Korean War, Operation Rugged, a general advance began, with 8th Army now very much in fighting trim and the Chinese and North Korean forces showing weakness in meeting our advances. General Ridgway now moved to assault the 38th parallel to reach and establish the Kansas-Wyoming lines, mostly just above the 38th parallel. The Truman administration was making overtures to China for possible ceasefire talks, and General MacArthur had months earlier indicated the general area of Kansas-Wyoming as a theoretical ceasefire line in anticipation of Truman's actions. Truman summarily relieved MacArthur on April 10, nominally for insubordination because of his public disagreements with Truman's prosecution of the war. Whether or not this dramatic action was justified remains for history to decide. But at the time, MacArthur was very much in agreement with Ridgway on the military moves being taken and the disposition of our forces across Korea in the event ceasefire talks began. Ridgway's continuation of the series of counterattacks did successfully establish Line Kansas and passed forward beyond it towards Line Wyoming and the so-called Iron Triangle.
And on 5 April 1968, during the Vietnam War, the Siege of Khe Sanh ended after 76 days.
On 5 April 2003, at the start of the Second Gulf War, in the 18th day of Operation Iraqi Freedom, U.S. 3rd Infantry troops entered Baghdad for the first time. Coalition troops took several objectives surrounding the capital in the north and northwest. U.S. warplanes hit Iraqi positions near the commercial center of Mosul. Up to 3,000 Iraqi fighters were killed as American armored vehicles moved into Baghdad.
And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America time. What's the report this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
An armed citizen of the Hoosier State received an early morning surprise while entering his car. A Kokomo, Indiana resident was getting into his car when a suspicious man wearing a bandana entered his car without warning. The driver armed himself with his firearm and informed the suspect that he was armed. This did not deter the would-be carjacker, who pulled out a handgun of his own. In response, the armed citizen fired several times at the suspect, who fled the vehicle without a fight, without firing his weapon. It's unknown if the suspect was struck, and the investigation continues.
Thanks, Colonel. Sometimes it's not enough to simply brandish your firearm. One mistake many of my students make is they assume that criminals are the same as they are. They assume that when they point their gun at an assailant, that the bad guy will have no choice but to run away. They assume this because that's what a quote-unquote normal person would do. After all, why would someone want to get shot and possibly killed or seriously injured? That assumption makes good sense until you factor in several wild cards, like drug and alcohol use and mental illness. While attackers choose to flee much of the time, you can't count on it every time. In fact, you should always assume the worst-case scenario, that is, the person accosting you is a determined attacker who will not readily flee. By making this assumption, you are covered both ways. Drug and alcohol use is a wild card, simply because it alters the attacker's state of mind. While it's true that a normal person will try to avoid being shot, even a quote-unquote normal person under the influence of drugs or alcohol can no longer be considered to be normal. His mind is altered, his inhibitions are lessened or totally gone, and his reasoning skills are no longer sharp. Police officers call alcohol stupid juice for this reason. How many of us really get smarter the more alcohol we consume? The honest answer is none of us. Mentally ill people, by definition, are also not in their right mind. They may hear voices, have make-believe friends, be paranoid and prone to hallucinations and extreme violence and even homicide. Try to understand that violent criminals are not like you and I. Many are sociopaths and will not empathize with you and the ones you love. Be prepared mentally to pull the trigger anytime you are legally justified in doing so. But it's a tricky proposition, because if you shoot too soon, you can end up in prison. But if you wait too long to shoot, you can end up in the morgue. Be careful and get lots of training and practice, because people will live or die based on decisions you make.
Well said, Skip. The movie of the month is Thailand Untapped. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. We just reviewed it on this show. Our book giveaway for this week is Adam Makin's Spearhead. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Spearhead in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll focus on women in the military. Air Force vet Autumn Harpence and I will discuss women transitioning out of military into civilian life. We have several women veterans who have done that who will share their stories.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Mike Hewitt here. With these last 2 years of endless Mueller rumors, the destruction of Flynn, the many character assassinations, and all the other cases tried by the media before a court of mob rule, I found myself seeking words from our founders on justice. Jefferson said, "I deem one of the essential principles of our government equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political." He said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. When we allow the media to grab us with their nonsense against fellow citizens, we do our union of states a disservice. We do a disservice when we declare someone guilty. That's what investigations, charges, trials, and jurors determine. Evidence, not media talking points." Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House press secretary is accusing House Democrats of playing a dangerous and shameful game with security clearances.
They're asking for personal, private, and confidential information from individuals that they know that they have no right to see, and they're putting the 3 million people that do have a security clearance at risk.
Democrats are demanding information about security clearances after a White House whistleblower claims the Trump administration overruled 25 denials of security clearances that were made by career government employees. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says allegations of inappropriate behavior against former VP Joe Biden are not disqualifying. Biden is considering a presidential run in 2020, but Pelosi also says that Biden saying, "I'm sorry that you were offended," is not an apology. Two women have come forward accusing Biden, who's expected to run for president in 2020, of unwelcome physical contacts. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A disaster relief bill is being debated on the Senate floor. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley says Democrats are playing politics with this bill.
Playing politics with disaster aid does a disservice to the people of Puerto Rico and the people of states like Iowa that are suffering right now from these floods.
A new health care survey comes out that has many doctors alarmed. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More Americans are avoiding health care for fear of bankruptcy, as it's driving others into massive debt. A new Gallup survey out this morning finds Americans borrowed $88 billion last year just to cover health care expenses, and one in four people just avoided health care altogether. Even well-to-do households expressing big concern over spiraling costs for health care.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's threats to shut down the U.S. southern border raise fears of economic consequences. The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates over 20,000 pedestrians and 35,000 cars can cross between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez on a daily basis. Obviously, that would come to an end. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
You cannot do a physical barrier from El Paso, Texas to Brownsville, Texas. It is the geography will not allow it, and most of Texas is private land. So it can't be done anyway in most cases, or you'll have to do eminent domain, which is litigation in multiple years. But there is a place for physical barriers, according to the CBP. As I've talked to them, there's a place. They need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is, a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security. To me, it begins with the laws and the that we have passed that need to be revamped and changed, and then dealing with immigration law to begin with, and improving legal immigration. We're less than 4% of unemployment. We need more legal immigration.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen orders another 750 agents to the border who are expected to arrive later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
physician, call 100 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100andhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
One of the things that we're seeing is that the fires are burning in a really unprecedented fashion. It's to the point where explosive fire growth is the new normal this year.
A spokesman for CAL FIRE describing the wildfires that are decimating Southern California. The biggest fire, burning over 47 square miles, over 100,000 people statewide have been forced to evacuate their homes. Fire officials say tens of thousands of buildings have been burned. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence taking aim at Hillary Clinton and her close connections to Wall Street.
She said, we're going after the super wealthy, we're going after corporations, we're going after Wall Street. Well, I mean, she knows where all that is.
And surveillance video from a gas station in Brazil now raising questions about what happened to Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte. Rio officials who pulled Olympic swimmers off a plane to question them say that Lochte lied about being robbed in Rio and actually fought with a security guard. USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicoblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
The takeaway message is that these are some very serious charges.